Hello everyone, this is Tracy Holloway and this is a Life Upgrade broadcast. This is the third and final part of this reboot, our Sunday 30 minute reboot. It's been a very popular series and we will finish tonight with a very powerful activation. If you haven't listened to the previous two parts of this, then it really doesn't matter. You don't need to have heard those in order to enjoy the fullness of this experience, though you may want to go back and listen to them. And even if you've previously listened, you might want to listen again. There's a lot of opportunity for growth, expansion, transformation within this energy transmission. And for those of you that are new to listening to Life Upgrade broadcasts, what others will tell you about it is that it's not the words specifically that are important, but this energy transmission, this space of light, where you have the opportunity to connect more deeply with your own inner guidance, your own guiding light, your own power. And as you tap in more deeply to that light and expand further through the connections that you make, the more awareness you will have of the interconnectedness of all things and how to ground that light, utilize it in your day-to-day life, in all areas. And of course, it's a journey that continues for all of us as we awaken ever more to the wonder of our existence here on this beautiful planet. These 30-minute broadcasts have been a good opportunity to reconnect, to reboot, to re-energize ourselves at this time of year when the energy is so high, particularly here in the UK. The weather's been very changeable and one moment we'll be in the blazing sunshine and the next we'll be sheltering from the rain. And I think that's very metaphoric for life at this time. You know, there can be an amazing sense of light, power, purpose. And other times we seem to be in the shadows, sometimes very extroverted, sometimes introverted, sometimes ready to shine our light and other times shying away from that light. And it reminds me of those little clocks that you get, you know, weather clocks, where the little person is going in and out of the door, depending on the weather, popping their head in and out. And the current climate, energetically, seems to be creating this oscillation of in and out. It's very interesting to recognize yourself as either being deep within yourself, with those inner workings, you know, the inner issues predominantly taking place in your life, or whether it's those external things that are taking up your time and your energy. And whichever it is, it doesn't matter. The journey is both in and out, both within ourselves and then out into the world as we express our inner landscape in our outward creation of reality. So how is your inner world? How is that feeling, looking? And how is it shaping your creation of life? Are you feeling ready to make some big changes? Are you feeling ready to harness more light? To open your heart more to yourself in fullness. To awaken the true potential that you have. And to actually express that more fully than ever before. By stepping out that little bit further before hiding back behind that door. Makes me think of a snail or a turtle or a tortoise or something, hiding in its shell, poking its head out from time to time, and then needing to retreat back into the darkness to shelter for a while. And so how are you in your shell? And when you poke your head out, do you like what you see? Are you feeling that the environment that you're coming into is supporting you fully? That it's safe to be? That you're not only just poking your head out for a short while, but that it's okay to raise your head right up and look around and move confidently forward, feeling true to who you are, feeling ready to say, yeah, this is me, this is who I am, this is what I do, this is what I like, this is what I enjoy, this is what I'm about, this is what I'm here to share. Your own heart song. Your own purpose, your own truth, your own vision of how you wish to shape your world based on what feels right to you, on those deeper, stronger, more powerful places within you that maybe you avoided for a while. Maybe there was such energy within that you didn't want to tap into it fully. Perhaps it still feels quite scary even now to accept yourself and bring yourself fully into being by nurturing who you are and caring for that deeper you, that truer you, that beautiful you. And as you learn to nurture and love and be patient with that inner you, you'll gently create the space in which that you of you can come through. Not just occasionally, but always. So that there's no more hiding or retreating or holding back. But there is instead a sense of integrity, a sense of absolute presence in the joy of being authentic and experiencing what's important to you, so that you can connect more deeply with others, perhaps those that share those same thoughts and feelings and values, and so that you feel that you can play your part in this amazing creation of reality that we all share. So that together we can shape and shift and move matter, no matter what. The old paradigm, the stuck stuff. Get rid of all of that. The brick walls that are too tall, and rise above them with that heart energy, going further than ever before, seeking the light of truth and transformation for all. And so you'll see that there at the very heart of you is the sacred place that can transform it all. If you haven't done so already, then You can close your eyes. You can take a few moments just to allow yourself to settle into a more comfortable position wherever you are. To take a few moments just to focus on your breathing. Just to bring yourself into that center place. There's nowhere else you need to be right now. Nothing else you need to do. This is that special time that you've set aside just for you. Some of you I know are snuggled with your little ones. This transmission is a blessing for each one of them. There are many of you listening across the planet, and we're all together as one, as we breathe, as we let go, as we relax into that deeper space. You can take a moment just to relax each and every part of your body so that you can allow yourself a few moments of peace, tranquility, where the body can just unwind, where you can just receive a few moments of self-gratitude. Thank yourself for giving your mind and your body this space, this time. Thank your body for the amazing job that it's doing to support you. Thank your body for allowing this transformation to occur. And thank your body for receiving this transmission at this time. It's the activation that you'll receive at the end of this transmission will move through your body, anchoring you to the planet, grounding this energy fully, and enabling you to be part of a grid activation surrounding our beautiful planet with the light of pure love, helping to raise the consciousness of humanity by coming together in this way. Just the simple act of presence, of being connected, of knowing in our hearts that we are all one. You can deepen this connection. You can allow yourself to drop more deeply into this moment, into the flow of energy moving through you. As you allow yourself to let go, as you give yourself permission to trust yourself, to let go more deeply than ever before, into the energy of your own light, your own power, your own magnificence, as if with every breath you deepen your connection to you. With every breath you say yes to yourself, to the truth of who you are, to being here now, in this moment, with gratitude. Gratitude for all that you are, for all that you bring, for awakening. I'd like you to imagine that you're lying in a hammock. This hammock is strung between two trees, beautifully swaying there in a light breeze on a hot summer's day, the sunlight dappling through the branches and leaves of these beautiful trees. And there you gently sway, nothing to do, nowhere to go, a moment of peace. You can feel your body letting go more deeply. You feel yourself drifting off to a lazy sunshine sleep. As you sleep, you dream. You dream you have your bare feet on the ground, and you wander in nature, enjoying the fresh air. The birds are singing, with nature all around you. Everywhere seems to feel so vibrant, so full of energy. You can feel it pulsing beneath your feet as you walk. The sound, the trickling stream, attracts your attention. And you follow that sound. You love the sound of water, bringing that fresh, pure water from the highest place as it meanders down, finding its way to the sea. You have no idea at what point of the journey this water is at. You enjoy it for the moment that it passes by, unsure of where it's come from, unsure of exactly where it's going. You wish to follow this water, not down to the sea, but up to wherever the source. And as you do, you enjoy watching the water move over the rocks as they glisten and shine in the light. The sound seems to be getting louder. The water just seems to feel ever more powerful. The more you wander and meander gently up the side of this hill, there are trees, there are beautiful little flowers. There are all kinds of sounds, but it's the sound of the water. That in itself sounds like music to your ears. As if there's nothing else but the sound of that water trickling. The sound gets louder. the water gets deeper, wider, more rocky. You can hear in the distance the water sounds amplified. You're not quite sure where the sound is coming from and why it's so strong, why it's so loud, why it's making your heart open to such an extent that you can't wait to discover what's round the next bend. And as you wander, curious, in search of the source, the sound of the most powerful and beautiful waterfall you've ever seen. So loud. You see the waterfall and your heart opens more than ever before. This is a special place. You realize as soon as you find this place, this sacred waterfall holds the energy that you've been looking for. The light catches the water, reflecting the surroundings like a rainbow coming from the water, right into your heart. You can see the expanse of sky, the light entering the water, and you just want to be in that water straight away. And so in whichever way is most comfortable to you, you can take your time to be in these waters. Though this waterfall is so powerful, you can stand beneath it and it feels amazing, invigorating, energizing. Allow it to wash over you as if it's washing right through you. Washing away the past. Everything that's important to you. Everything that you require. Everything that supports you. Brings you to a place of absolute presence. Is awakened in this moment. It's as if the light and the water and the energy and the sound amplify all together and all around, creating a huge energy transmission. This water, this sacred place, is connected to every body of water across this entire planet. Every drop from every pond, from the sea, the oceans, no matter how deep, no matter how shallow. The waters of the entire planet are in tune and activated through the acknowledgement of this one sacred space, the very heart of you. are connected to all water everywhere. You open your arms wide, as if spreading your wings, as if those wings wrap around the planet, blessing the water everywhere. Every drop, every river, every stream, every brook, every well, in every person, in every plant, in every animal, in every child. Every sentient being. Allow this space of pure transformation spread through the waters of our beautiful planet, blessing her with our gratitude. Blessing her with the light of our true heart's energy transmission, the new frequency of our awakened presence. As we remember, as we recall, as we are reminded of what we're here for. And we see more clearly than ever before. She is here. She is here. You are part of an awakening of consciousness, part of this grid activation. Bringing the water to meet the rock, to ground this frequency to the heart of the earth, our sacred mother, from the heart of the cosmos, aligning all as one, the very heart of you. Resonating with all, as you remember what you're here for, to allow that truth to be recalled. And if you have any doubt, any uncertainty, if you're unsure, then just behind the waterfall, there's a special door, an opening in the rock that you can travel through. And in there, a guide waiting to speak to you, to share with you your own wisdom, and to remind you of what's true. To show you what's possible when you become the you of you. You can stay in the water, or you can move through into that space of inner guidance. You can be in both places at one time. This is an activation. Allow all that you require from this space to be brought to you in a way that's perfect for you. Not just in this moment, but in the hours, days, weeks, and years to come. You are entering into a new phase of your life. You are opening more fully than ever before to the light. Allow yourself to surrender and be the powerful being of light. And so it is. And so it is that you are.